When it comes to breakups, are you the type of person who gets like sappy and sad, or do you get vengeful?
Both. Is that possible?
Yeah, I think you kind of go through all the emotions when you're going through a breakup.
I go through different emotions, and I've learned that if you can get through like the first month, things will get better. So that's the hardest part, where I just get through that, the hurt, because everyone's been heartbroken. It's not fun.
So Sunday night, we were out at Wilson Creek Winery for the Chris Young Show, and a woman came up to me, and we just were talking. And she goes, oh, hey, by the way, my friend's a hairdresser. If you guys are ever interested, here's her business card. She handed me the business card, and I look at it, and I'm like, this isn't a business card. And she goes, oh, I gave you the wrong one. It was her friend's name and her picture, and said, looking for Mr. Wright. Had all of a description about her and then her phone number. She had made business cards to start dating, and I was cracking up, and I was like, what is this? I asked her friend, and her friend goes, oh, she's going through a breakup right now, and she made these business cards to try and rebound.
This is amazing.
I thought it was hysterical and so clever. I'm like, I would have never thought of that, because I am the sappy, let me cry, watch a rom-com, eat some ice cream. This is genius.
No, she wants to be straight back in the game.
Yeah.
So they had her picture on it, a nice photo of, obviously.
It was pretty much her dating profile on a business card. So when she would go out, she would hand them to people. But
do you think that's a good look, handing them to people?
I mean, I don't know how many she got printed. I don't know if she got a deal and she has like 15,000 of these. But immediately I was like, wow, okay.
I'm so caught off guard by this. I don't really know what to think. What's the difference between this and online dating, too? You just have something physical in your hand, I guess?
Yeah.
To hand out?
So if you see somebody in the moment, you're like, hey, you know what? He's attractive. I'm going to go hand him my business card. Just make sure it's not somebody you're trying to get as a hair client.
And I'm wondering if she deliberately, accidentally gave you the card, like she knew what she was doing, just so in case, by the off chance, you'd say, oh, I do actually have a single friend I know.
I don't know, but it was genius. And I was like, okay, she's back in the game. That might be the best way to rebound.
You know, some people say getting back in a relationship as quickly as you can is a good way to handle it. I'm not sure about that myself, but, you know.
I always feel like success is the best way to rebound.
Yeah.
Because that is like, I guess this is the spiteful person in me, but I like that feeling of like, look what you missed out on.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of avenues to show it off. There's actually a story out of Australia that shows success is the best way, which I'll tell you about in 6 minutes.
Let's hear how you rebound. What did you do? Did you come up with this genius business card, or did you do something super successful for yourself that you're like, ha, you missed it?
Yeah.
You can call or text us, 888-431-3764.
Speaking of the best ways to rebound from a relationship, check out what this guy who just opened a Korean barbecue restaurant in Australia did.
Okay.
He put a banner outside the restaurant, like a big, huge banner. It reads, hey, Sophia, you broke up with me because I was poor. Now I have money to open a Korean barbecue. Are you regretting it now?
Probably. Probably, yes. The best way to rebound, according to the 951, says they hopped right back in the dating game again, then won tickets to a concert, and then went to a tropical island by themselves.
Good for you.
Yeah, sometimes you got to take care of yourself, number one.
951, oh, this is crazy. After dating a girl for some time, she dumped me. About 3 months later, I hooked up with her new boyfriend's mum. I was in my 20s at the time.
Oh.
No. No.
Maybe not my style. I can see where you're going with this.
He does have the upper hand, literally.
Yeah.
I wonder if she found out. I assume she did. Anyhow,
oh, I'm going. Yeah. If you're doing that, you're making sure she found out. 100%.
Was I allowed to talk about that? I guess.
Yeah. We got one here from the 909 that says, first thing I did was I went on a revenge diet. I dropped 35 pounds. Good for you.
A lot of people do that. And you know, they say working out actually helps as well, because it releases like the stuff that makes you feel good. Is it endorphins?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something like that. So,
how did you rebound? You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. Maybe you'll do that at Stagecoach.
Oh, that'd be good. When's that coming up?
There's a lot of ways to rebound at Stagecoach. And we'll get you qualified on the road to Stagecoach coming up in about 12 minutes.